Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into a fascinating, if unsettling, new study that sheds light on the character of people entering public service roles in China. In a world where the integrity of our institutions is constantly under scrutiny, this research reveals a concerning link between academic dishonesty and a future in government. Researchers from the University of Hong Kong set out to investigate whether those who engage in questionable academic practices are more likely to serve in the public sector. Their focus was especially on the civil service, that bulwark of government bureaucracy entrusted with so much administrative power. So how did they go about uncovering these findings? The researchers amassed an astonishing dataset, 6 million master's theses, all sourced from China National Knowledge Infrastructure. This platform, a leading academic repository in China, allowed the team to cross-reference academic work with records of civil service exam participants. By linking these two extensive data sources, they identified over 120,000 civil servants and were able to analyze the prevalence of plagiarism across their academic portfolios. Now, what's particularly striking about their approach is the focus on measurable, objective discrepancies in academic work, specifically plagiarism. With digital tools capable of detecting text overlap and borrowed content, the researchers could assign plagiarism scores to each thesis, creating a quantifiable way to gauge dishonesty. When the data was crunched, the results painted a troubling picture. Civil servants, on average, had plagiarism scores that were 15.6% higher than students who didn't enter the public sector. Even more concerning, among customs and tax officials, the rates soared to 25% and 26% higher, respectively, than their private sector peers. These differences aren't just statistical noise, they're significant indicators of a systemic problem. The finding suggests that individuals willing to cut corners academically are not only entering government jobs, but may be disproportionately represented there. It raises a worrying question. What happens when dishonesty becomes a gateway to power? The deeper the researchers dug, the more concerning the trends they uncovered. Not only were these individuals more likely to join the public service, but those with higher plagiarism scores also saw faster career advancement once inside. In fact, people who ranked higher on the plagiarism index were promoted nearly 9% faster in the first 5 years of their government careers. That's a sobering statistic, because it points to a bureaucratic system that may reward or at least tolerate dubious practices. The implication is clear. Academic dishonesty may be translating into real-world advantages in public office. This relationship doesn't only undermine the meritocracy that should underpin public service, but it could also corrode public trust on a much larger scale. But were these plagiarism scores really an effective reflection of personal ethics? To answer that, the team designed a clever experiment involving 443 job applicants, testing them on unsupervised tasks that mimicked real-life integrity challenges. The results were telling. Individuals who had racked up high plagiarism scores in their academic work were also more likely to display unethical behavior in the lab. It put to rest doubts that plagiarism was simply a harmless shortcut or an isolated academic issue. Instead, it suggests a troubling alignment. Those with a willingness to bend the rules in school are likely to bring those attitudes to their professional lives as well. That has huge implications for public governance, especially when considering the scale of policy-making power concentrated in the civil service. Ethics, after all, aren't just about individual integrity. They're foundational for public trust and effective government. This research exposes the cracks within those foundations, cracks that, if left unaddressed, could erode the public's faith in vital institutions. It prompts us to ask, how can public institutions attract and retain people with the integrity to serve the public good? One answer, of course, is to raise standards and bolster accountability, both in higher education and in the hiring practices of the civil service. In the Chinese context, the study's findings throw a spotlight on systemic issues in the educational system as well as the mechanics of government recruitment. Academic misconduct, the research warns, may not just be tolerated in academic circles. It could actually be helping people get ahead. The risk is clear. A growing culture of dishonesty possessed with the skills to work the system, not necessarily serve the people. In the long run, this dynamic could undermine not only governmental effectiveness, but the values underpinning society as a whole. What's driving this trend? The study suggests that in highly competitive and exam-focused educational environments, character can end up taking a back seat to short-term achievement. If students realize they can cut corners and still win coveted positions, it's only natural that some will do exactly that. And unless there are real consequences for dishonest behavior, the problem will persist and may even multiply over time. It's not just an academic or bureaucratic issue. It's a moral one with far-reaching implications for the functioning of society. The research is a call to action for governments worldwide. Build robust mechanisms to ensure transparency and integrity, both in education and in public office. Shifting gears a little, it's worth noting that these ethical concerns aren't isolated to government. They're playing out across industries and even in legislative frameworks. For example, California recently passed significant privacy reforms aimed at bolstering individual rights and curbing misuse of personal data. These laws aim to empower residents, reduce unwanted communications, and cut down on identity theft. Similar standards of accountability and responsibility are just as needed in the public sector, where personal data and rights intersect with state power. As technology reshapes the workplace and policy landscape, there's an urgent imperative to rethink how we define professional ethics. Consider how new advances, from microplastics filtration systems to AI agents that can automate complex decisions, are redefining the boundaries of personal and institutional responsibility. In the field of health, for instance, the rise of drug-resistant superbugs such as Candida auris demands both scientific rigor and ethical stewardship. Meanwhile, the emerging dominance of AI in computing brings new challenges around data privacy, transparency, and accountability. Even seemingly unrelated technological shifts, like the uptake of hybrid vehicles as a bridge to full electrification, highlight the importance of informed ethical decision-making at every level. In all these cases, competent and ethical leadership is more critical than ever. The world is facing evolving risks, from pandemic threats to rapid automation, that require people of integrity to navigate ambiguity and uphold the public good. That's why the findings from this latest research hit so close to home. If we fill our vital public service roles with people willing to cheat the system, we may find ourselves ill-equipped to respond when crises hit. To build a truly accountable and effective public service, reform must go deeper than procedural tweaks or new technologies for plagiarism detection. There needs to be a cultural embrace of integrity, a willingness to reward honesty, and penalize dishonest shortcuts both in academia and government. Only by aligning incentives with ethical standards can we recruit and retain people who strive not merely to succeed, but to serve with conscience. The broader lesson from the University of Hong Kong study is that threats to integrity don't respect international boundaries. Countries around the world, including here in Australia, face their own challenges to holding the line against corruption and mediocrity. As we become a more interconnected global society, sharing lessons, good and bad, is an important step in raising standards worldwide. This isn't merely an academic curiosity, but a frontline issue in preserving public confidence and the well-being of democracy itself. In wrapping up, let's focus on the path forward. Addressing academic dishonesty at its root is critical, not just catching cheaters, but making it clear that ethical lapses have lasting consequences. Educational reforms can include everything from improving instruction in research ethics to expanding the use of plagiarism detection tools. Universities and public institutions can benefit from collaborating on ways to ensure that the best candidates are also the most principled. At the same time, public service agencies need to strengthen their mechanisms for oversight, mentorship, and transparency in promotions. There needs to be a clear and consistent message. Integrity is not negotiable, and the public expects nothing less from its leaders. The success of anti-corruption measures depends on building a culture where cutting corners is not just risky, but socially unacceptable. Clear standards, fair consequences, and positive role models can all help establish a new norm for excellence in public service. Finally, it's important to recognize that as technology shapes our institutions and our lives, ethical standards must keep pace. The rise of regulatory policies like those in California demonstrate that the public's expectation for transparency and fairness transcends individual sectors. As we navigate the future, whether it's the next scientific breakthrough or the next big bureaucratic appointment, integrity will be more important than ever. If we can rekindle a commitment to honesty in public service, we lay the groundwork for a government that truly serves all people. Thanks for listening.